Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Nubian, I see you on. I'm trying to, but Nia has not arrived yet. Let me put Miss Nubian through. Miss Nubian?
How are you?
How fine. Let me see yours. I'm trying to wait on Nia. Oh, she doesn't be on her time for this. She's supposed to be calling in already. Ready. Let me see. There's Nia. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Nia?
Yes.
Hi, Nia, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine. I am such a huge fan of yours, and I'm so excited to have you on. How you been doing?
I am doing fantastic. Besides getting over the flu, I'm great.
Oh, no, you can't get sick on us. You cannot get sick on us.
I know. I have to work that out.
That's a no-no. You got to get well.
Exactly.
I've been seeing you all over the place on this show, that show. I said, well, let me get her on my show.
Is this live or are we taping?
No, it's just taped.
Okay, cool.
We are taped. I have a few questions for you, and I'm not going to keep you long. But
okay.
Let me make a joke with you. Did Terrence J get your number or not? Because he said he was trying to get your number. So did he get your
Who
number?
Was?
Terrence J from 106 and Park.
From who?
Terrence J from 106 and Park.
Oh, no. He was messing around. He was just playing. That's just good entertaining television. He's a little too young for me. But he's very cute.
Don't let him hear that. Don't let him hear that. Yeah. Head'll get blown up. They're both close friends of mine over there on Fifth Park. That gave me my shot to get my own, radio show. Nevertheless, Nia, I'm honored to have you. So, such a legendary actress. And you know what? I always thought that you've done. I don't know why you don't have an Oscar. You've done such great work in so many movies. And I remember since like day one when you first started out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You have like nearly two decades in this, in the field. I don't even know it was that long already.
I know. It's been an amazing journey so far. You know what? It would be great to win an Oscar one day. I mean, that's like my dream. Every actress, I think, aspires to being celebrated and being honored. That's the highest level. So I definitely, would love that. That would be an amazing moment in my life. But I also, I'm not the type of person who feels jaded or underappreciated because that hasn't happened yet. You know, I think everything comes in the time that it's supposed to come, and I have to just do good work and continue to find the right projects and good opportunities to showcase myself.
That part I think you're wrong about. You've done great work, not good. You've done great work. Let me say that. You've done great work. So,
well, thank you.
In my book, you deserve it, But I'm sure you're going to get it because, you're not forgotten about it at all. Now, your acting coach, Betty Bridges, the mother of Todd Bridges, do you keep in touch with her or you haven't spoken to her?
We do. You know, she's like family. Betty is like, she really is family. She was my coach growing up, and she's basically taught me pretty much everything I know. But yeah, we keep in touch for sure.
Okay, I have to ask about. I was reading a little bit about you, the things that I did not know. So the media they things that they don't want you to hear about, they hide. But, when you do good things, they don't publicize that. They publicize the bad stuff. That stuff, they publicize about. Also, I didn't know this about you. You directed some music videos. I didn't know that you do that.
Yes, I have. I've directed several music videos, one for Yolanda Adam and a group called Made Men with Benzino and Ashanti. So that was a lot of fun. But, you know, the music business has changed so much, and there are no budgets for music videos, so it makes it difficult to be creative and come up with something that's different and innovative. So I kind of, you know, took a little hiatus from doing that. It's still something that I like to do. It's fun, but it's time consuming. And if you don't have the budget and you can't really be as creative as you would like to be,
right,
it's challenging.
I heard about that. Yeah, the music industry has truly changed. It's a mess right now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Right now. But I said, I didn't know you did it. And also, your half-sister is some more from, you know, the Queens of Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the same dad. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're in this new movie, Good Hair. Now, when I was coming up, a lot of people say Good Hair is like, you know, you put water in and just wave up, or, you know, you put water, you don't got to, you know, nap, you know, a comb goes through. What is good hair to you? What is good hair to you?
Good hair is healthy hair. Good hair is hair that's shiny and healthy. And, you know, for all my sisters out there that weave it in, that's good hair, too. This movie is not about chastising or judging women who choose to add extensions. It's really about, you know, acceptance and understanding what makes you feel comfortable. For me, you know, if I put extensions in my hair, it's usually for work, or it could just be that I'm in the mood to have long hair. So I think women have a choice as to how they want to look. I think our looks are super important to us. And at the end of the day, we have to do the things that make us feel great.
Right. Now, what made you want to take on this project?
Chris and I have been friends for a long time, and I think hair is a huge business in the Black community, but also it's something that women talk about sort of secretly and quietly amongst themselves. And I think creating awareness about anything is always a good thing, and it certainly helps us to grow as culturally grow, but then also that we shouldn't be ashamed of our beauty choices. And we aren't the only people getting hair weaves. White women get hair weaves, Black women get hair weaves, Asian women get hair weaves. It's a part of our beauty culture these days. And I think, you know, discussing it allows women to be a lot more free and open about, you know, their feelings and not be ashamed of the choices that they make.
So what did you actually like about doing this movie, Good Hair?
Chris is great. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I got to be totally honest and candid in front of the camera. You know, people are used to seeing me play a character because I am an actress, so that's kind of, you know, what they expect. But to be able to just be myself in front of camera and be in the company of someone like Chris Rock is a great thing.
Right. And let me say this to you. To me, in my opinion, you have not aged a bit. You still look the same as when you did Boys in the Hood. You still look the same. It's like you never changed.
You know, I take care of myself. I'm not a party girl. I'm not out there drinking and, you know, hanging out. And I'm a mom, so my life is real simple. And I put my child first, and I try to take care of my responsibilities, and that means that, you know, I go out and I have a good time, but I don't think you need to be self-destructive or you know, hanging out partying all the time in order to have a good time. You can meet with friends and spend time with the people that mean something to you. So I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. I eat a healthy diet. I try to, you know, work out and stay in shape, and I'm not one of those people that's overly concerned about being Hollywood skinny, because Hollywood skinny is not always healthy. And as long as I can fit in my clothes and I feel good and I look good and I like what I see, whether it's my hair or my body image or my skin, I mean, I think that's the most important thing. And that's one of the messages in this film. You know, it definitely gives everyone something to think about. And are you honoring yourself, or are you conforming to, you know, the images that we see on television? Are you trying to be, you know, something that you aren't, or are you trying to deny who you are because of self-esteem issues?
That's right.
And I think if we can look at that as a culture and really, you know, be honest with ourselves, we can actually grow from the message in this film and not, you know, yes, it's funny. Yes, it's hilarious. Yes, it's Chris Rock. But the film touches on so many issues that I think in our community are super important. So it's an important movie, and it's a good time. It's not like you're, you know, getting a spoonful of cough medicine. You're actually laughing and then, you know, hopefully receiving, you know, the various messages.
Nia, if I can get your permission, can I take a caller and just ask you a question about your project?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Nubian?
Hey, how are you, Timothy? Hey, Nia, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. I wanted to ask you, do you think that hair is becoming part of the outfit nowadays? Is it more of an accessory, or is it a must-do? Because it's... I live in the South, like down the South, and a lot of times you would see a female, if she have on, like, let's just say something red, the hair is red, and the next day if she have on something green, the hair is green. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is a part of her outfit now. It's not so much.
You know what? I think it's a personal choice, definitely. It's really about how much you... you know, how you dress, what your style is, but definitely in terms of the hair extensions and women wearing weaves and changing the color of their hair, I do think that it's part of, you know, fashion. I do think, you know, when you look at someone like Rihanna, who has changed her look so many times, it's like she is a trendsetter, and she is someone who, you know, isn't afraid to take hair risks. I'm a little bit more conservative with my hair choices because I'm a woman of a certain age, and I'm not conservative, but I definitely am not going to walk up to my son's school, you know, sporting a mohawk as much as I think it's hot, you know? So yes, I do think it is, you know, partly, fashion choice, and, you know, the other part is personal choice.
Yeah. And how is your son? I heard you on doing an interview, and you said that I guess he asked you about a crush or something. And I'm like,
my
oh,
son
man,
is great.
I remember when my son was 9, and he told me about a crush. I'm like, oh, man. So get ready for the questions. They're definitely going to be coming.
Oh, yeah, they're already coming. He's awesome. He's 9. He's, you know, the love of my life, and I'm just learning so much, you know, through him. Seeing, you know, I'm learning, like, oh, my gosh. My timetable's up to 13 again, like by heart in 5 seconds. So,
yeah,
motherhood is awesome.
Yeah, well, good luck to you and everything that you're doing. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
You're welcome.
Nia, another question that I want to ask. Your son is gonna? You have a birthday coming up. Maybe not.
I do.
You're going to be, I won't say your age, but you're going to, you having a birthday party or just something simple?
I'm thinking actually about going to Hawaii, but we'll see.
Okay.
Enjoy
it well. Enjoy your birthday well. Hopefully I'll live to see that age. How's your son doing? I didn't even know you had children, you know. I didn't know you had children, but how's your son?
He's awesome. He's great. He's really good.
Is he going to be doing some movies and stuff like Will and, you know?
You know, if that's his choice, whatever it is that he wants to do, I support it.
Okay, that's good.
But I'm not pushing him in any direction to do that. I think, you know, Will and Jada, those babies are so precious. And, you know, it takes a certain personality to be in front of the camera. And when a kid has it, you have to nurture that. But I know, you know, Will and Jada are not saying, go be actors. They've expressed interest in doing that. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing when you can find your child's interest and talent early on.
Right. Okay, you're absolutely right. When I was a talent agent, I used to see how parents force their children to do stuff, and it'd be so sad. I just want to cry sometimes to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, parents can be pushy.
Tell me about it. Another question, if you can, what advice would you give to up-and-coming actors and actresses that are out there that are trying to break into this crazy business?
I would say go to college. If you can go to college and do something that's related to the field, but maybe not, you know, maybe minor in editing or minor in directing or minor in writing, then you have two things that you can do within the industry. It's difficult when you just come into the industry and all you really have to offer it are your skills as an actor, because it's, you know, it's a challenging, tough business. So the more you can do to support your talent or to support the bigger picture, it's going to give you a leg up and it's going to give you other options, because there's so many other jobs and so many other opportunities within Hollywood that being in front of the camera, you know, is not the end all be all. So, I'm a firm believer in having options, because having options gives you power to make certain choices and decisions for yourself. So I think that's super important.
Another question, how do you feel about all that you've accomplished in your career?
I'm proud of myself. I feel great. I feel, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't look at myself like, oh, I am just the most fabulous actress and I'm so accomplished. I don't have that attitude about it. I feel like I have so much more to do and so much more to accomplish.
Do you have any influences? Anyone that influenced you in any kind of way?
Betty Bridges would be a huge influence. My mom, who, you know, raised me as a single mother, who made so many sacrifices for me to you know, even have a career as an actor, who supported my dreams. My grandmother, who taught me how to be a lady and who taught me, you know, to never compromise my integrity. There's a woman named Barbara Summers who was a big commercial model, and now she's a writer who I recently made contact with, and she just is the strong woman who is not afraid to speak her mind and who has created, you know, a lot of literature for us that historically is extremely valuable, and she's a good friend. I mean, I have amazing friends. Most of my girlfriends are my same friends from high school, and it's great to have that connection and that just that groundedness with friendships, because you know they're based on really enjoying each other's company and really just about the true essence of the friendship. Like, they could care less if I did 10 movies or one movie. They're still going to be my friend, and that's really valuable to me too.
Yeah, those are true friends. Those are true friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the craziest thing is this about this business that, I didn't have any friends, but, you know, really. But as soon as I got into this business, I started doing this, and I started doing radio, friends came out of the blue. They just came
out of
the blue.
Oh, no, people will do that. Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes.
I'm like, I don't want you to be my friend, because I didn't have none from before, so I think I'm going to leave it like that. You know, because you find so many people, you know, you then, when you get in trouble or things like that, you know, people turn on you, or they're your friends for the wrong reasons. So, you know, that's nothing I see people, you know, they need to know who their friends are. And it's, you know, I was just talking about this, I think, to Keith Murray yesterday, how when an actor or an artist win an award, they got like 30 people coming up on stage with them, and they had nothing. Like, it doesn't take that many people to get accepted an award. But nevertheless, you accepted an NAACP Image Award. You know, congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I know I saw you stated that. But what was actually next for you? Are you just taking your time and looking, or?
I'm starting a project in about 3 weeks called Muslim, and it is an independent project. And it's a really interesting story, really, really interesting story. I'm playing a Muslim mother, and it's an indie, which is great, so we have, you know, full creative control, and we'll see what happens. It's an amazing piece. Okay, it was great talking with you. Do you have any other questions?
No, I'm gonna let you go. That means that's my signal. That's my signal that you gotta go.
I do.
It was truly an honor. And let me say this. Don't be a stranger. Please come back by the show anytime that you see fit, okay?
Thank you so much. Anytime.
You be blessed and much continued success with everything.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You're my everything.
I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, baby. You love.
Check. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this, and baby. In the mirror, girl, I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you were with me.
In your eyes, it was gonna be you and I. They brought you into my life, and come into my world. Wanna be your boy, I want you to be my girl. The one that I love, I put above everything. Yeah. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, you're the only one that makes me feel this.
Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. Shout out to Nia Long. Make sure you guys go check her out in that movie, Good Hair. Please support Miss Nia Long. Thank her so much for stopping by the show. She took time out of her very busy schedule, 20 minutes out of her schedule, to talk to me, and I really appreciate it. And I thank her so much. I'm going to call her later on and thank her so much for just taking time out of her busy schedule to come over and talk to me and to become, you know, on a blog, talk radio shows. You know, it's very hard to get Nia Long on a show like this. So, you know, I pull it through. So I thank her so much. And thanks to her manager and everything for pulling it through for me. Nevertheless, I'm sorry, everybody, I could not take as many calls as possible, but, you know, Nia was on a very, very tight schedule, as you heard her say. If you missed the interview, please archive. I really appreciate it so much. I appreciate you guys in my chat room. Don't leave because the guest is gone. Please stand in. Please talk to me. Talk to the other people that are in there. I really appreciate it so much. Uh, 904, hello?
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
DJ Gone Crazy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry I couldn't take a lot of calls. Nia was on a very, very tight schedule, so I had to
I understand.
Yeah, I wanted to know. But tomorrow, if you can, Marcus Houston will be here. He will be taking so many calls, so I'm going to take as many calls as I possibly can. He wants to talk to his fans. He wants to talk to his listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something you want to hear in particular?
No.
You sure?
I
can't hear you.
I have to go anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't want you to go, but if you have to, you know, I appreciate you listening anyway. You want to give a shout out?
Just for everybody that listens to your show.
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
lack of common sense. I was the good guy, she was the bad girl. I'm thinking one girl, she thinking me, Earl James and Jimmy. Yep, she had plenty, but love for me, she didn't have any. I was inviting
her into my home,
but she was out riding. Settle down and look what I get. Thought it was my time, but I guess not yet.
She at the bar,
getting drinks from many men.
I'm in the house,
thinking she's with her girlfriends. Just not knowing truth and not knowing. I look back now like, man, I was open. I was inviting
her into my heart.
She was out riding.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I love you for listening and tuning into the show. Shout out to the one and only Miss Nia Long. If you missed her, please archive the show. It was a great, great interview. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some little mix of R&B and hip hop. If you want to hear some, just hit me up. And on the phone lines are open, of course. They're always open. I appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in.
business. Need a homie who's a realist. Someone who wants to find out all that I have to give. Who can bring me what is missing? When I talk, she wanna listen. Sitting patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Is it you? You my bond.
I found the one. Ain't gonna rest till I know for sure. So,
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl.
Need a girl. Just looking for something I can build on. I'm a young man with a whole lot of cash. Just looking for a lady I can spend on. So all the young ladies in every little city, when I come to your town, let me know that you've been patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Is it you? You my bond.
I found the one. Ain't gonna rest till I know for sure. So,
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. Come on, pretty lady, won't you call me back? I need a girl. I need a girl that's gonna be my favorite. So if you let me say I'm your favorite.
Oh, Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't tricking if you got it.
Tricking if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it, what you asking?
I'm on pilot, I'm walking through the profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. You spill it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an object. You scoping out your body while you body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
You know that I got that. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I'm saying.
Tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking? Tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
Yes, she's from Debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull a sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no outerwear, I think the doctors that take care. I slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body, body, come on, storm. From the center, body quivers, I deliver. I'm a picture with a tip, I am something to remember.
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I'm saying.
Tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, what you asking? Come on, let's ride. If you're down and you're ready to ride, let me make you do whatever tonight. And you ain't gotta settle tonight, cause it don't get no better tonight.
Little mama, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life. Come on, baby, let's take flight. Take it home tonight.
She caught my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this pimping on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch, the mama, give me what you got.
I've been checking this one out, I love her dirty mouth. She said, are you really spending the binges you talking about? Come on and take this route, this money you can't ignore. I say, you need it, I don't need this, but yep, I paid for it.
Show me you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking? Tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
Believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Have to
Game and a six-shoe fetish. Say you left your leg, nigga, cause it's there with two fetish.